And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hey, this is Sergio, and I am on the phone today with James Knox. He is the director of the Cascade Corral Association.
Hello, how you doing?
Not bad, not bad. We're kind of talking about the fall weather that we got going on right now, and it's that weird, that weird middle zone right now of like almost winter, but not quite.
Not quite. We had 65, and now it's dipping down dramatically. That's typical Central Oregon weather.
Exactly, exactly. And speaking of which, do you have a couple things? Well, actually, before we get too far ahead of ourselves, would you like to introduce yourself and kind of give us a quick little history, if you will?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I'm James Knox. I came on the scene at Central Oregon Community College back in 2003 and have been a full-time full professor here for the past 22 years. And during that time, one group was always existing, which was Cascade Corral, although it wasn't always given that name. It was before that, it was something else, and I believe it was called, let me see if I can pull it up here, it's called Central Oregon Concert Chorus. And so Dr. Donald Pence, actually the office I'm sitting in right now, was the first president of the college, and he wanted to ensure to make sure there was some type of chorus going on. And so it's developed over the years, and I'm just one of the other directors coming through, and being 22 years, I've turned it into a nonprofit organization. So that's why we're called Cascade Corral Association. And we have two floating ensembles that perform regularly. One is Cascade Corral, and the other is Jazz Central. So I teach anywhere from music history classes to private voice lessons, to jazz piano lessons, to ear training, all sorts of stuff. So it's been a great ride so far. So I'm enjoying it here.
Got you. And when I was doing a little bit of background, you did mention that COCC, have you guys always worked kind of hand in hand with COCC?
Oh yeah, actually Cascade Corral, when I first came on the scene, was basically kind of a come y'all group sing if you want to, and there's no registration at all. And so when I came here after my first year, Cascade Corral actually was officially considered a class credit that you would take. And I knew there was a lot of people that took advantage of just that community base, but they didn't want to pay for the credit. So I thought, you know, I'm going to turn it into a nonprofit organization so that we can raise funds for people that can't afford it. And so it's a repetitive class. I have singers in here that have been here for 35 years, and they basically register every single session that we have that corresponds with the term at COCC. So we rehearse up at the college, and as part of my major job assignment here as a full-time professor. So we're definitely, Cascade Corral is COCC.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.